From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting a new wave of airstrikes and shelling on eastern Ghouta in Syria left at least 22 people dead, dozens wounded on Saturday. That raises the death toll of a week of bombing in the area to 500. This as the UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution demanding a 30-day ceasefire across Syria. That's Kuwait's ambassador to the UN leading the vote on Saturday. After a delayed vote Friday, in addition to negotiations, the Security Council unanimously approved a ceasefire resolution without delay. It will allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to millions and evacuate the critically ill and wounded. The week-long bombardment has overwhelmed rescuers and doctors at makeshift hospitals, and many of which have been also bombed. Activists say the residents have been hiding in underground shelters. The Security Council is expected to vote on a British-drafted UN resolution. That resolution would condemn Iran for violating a UN arms embargo by providing missiles and drones to Shiite rebels in Yemen and commit future action against Tehran. Kuwait's ambassador, who is the current council president, said the group is still working on the text, but it should be adopted by Monday morning. The White House has released a redacted version of a Democratic memo that rebuts a Republican account of alleged FBI surveillance abuses. The memo was released Saturday, 3 weeks after the Republican version. The latest memo alleges that the opposing version omits and misrepresents facts related to the FBI. This is VOA News. A series of militant attacks in Afghanistan killed more than 20 people, according to officials this Saturday. This happening ahead of an international meeting next week aimed at building diplomatic support for hoped-for peace talks with the Taliban. Taliban militants attacked an Afghan army post overnight Friday, killing 18 government soldiers, while a suicide bomber in the capital killed 3 people, wounded 5. Separate attacks in Helmand killed at least 3 others. Thousands of Italians marched peacefully to protest fascism and racism in Rome, as similar demonstrations were held in other cities. Sabine Castelfranco has more for VOA.
Tens of thousands protested across Italy. The major rallies were in Rome, Milan, and Palermo. Demonstrations were held by far-right and anti-fascist groups. With just 1 week to go to general elections and tensions running high, Italians also turned out to protest labor laws and mandatory vaccines. The largest rally against racism and xenophobia was held in the Italian capital, with people being bussed into the city from all over the country. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Australia has slipped in global corruption index, according to Transparency International. A survey released by the organization says Australia appears to be failing in its efforts to crack down on bribery. Transparency International said an inadequate regulation of foreign political donations in Australia is one example. Professor A.J. Brown leads a project called Strengthening Australia's National Integrity System.
It's also about the fact that our track record in terms of government commitment to controlling foreign bribery or money laundering and some of the things that the private sector is also involved in internationally is not that strong. We're moving, but we've been moving very slow and very late and not very comprehensively.
The United States is ranked 16th, while New Zealand tops the list as the world's least corrupted nation. President Trump says he has asked the Pentagon to stage a military parade in the nation's capital on Veterans Day. Mr. Trump was interviewed through a telephone conversation by Jeanine Pirro, host of Justice with Judge Jeanine on Fox News. They discussed the recent mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, as well as other issues, including a proposed military parade. He told Pirro that the parade would be held probably Veterans Day, which is celebrated on November 11th. And after a testy exchange this past week over proposed U.S. border wall, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto canceled plans to visit the White House, according to a report by The Washington Post. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.